Hearth and Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Good afternoon, everyone. The Art of Living Integrity, Habits to Influence and Inspire is the topic for today's Facebook Live. So, Sunny, good to see you. People are starting to join here. Ray, good to see you this afternoon. Megan Johnson, good to see you. Diane Walker, good to see you. Look forward to coaching you this afternoon. Beautiful Northern California. For those of you who are experiencing winter, spring is right around the corner. It is a beautiful 70 degree plus day in Northern California. Stan Glazier, good to see you. Barbara Lukart, longtime client. Alicia, good to see you. So we're going to move right into the content portion of today's Facebook Live. I've been doing this Facebook Live every Tuesday for a little over a year, for 21 plus years. This was a 10:30 Eastern live conference call. A little over a year ago, we moved this into a Facebook Live. Now, we do record this content. It is available on Podomatic the following day, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, noon Eastern on Wednesday. This Friday, Saturday, I'll be hosting Breakthroughs to Success number 124. If you're a coaching client, you have the opportunity to attend a Breakthroughs to Success once free. And if you rehire me, you can repeat for that. So if you're a repeat customer, you'd like to come back for a refresher, we would love to have you. The next Breakthroughs to Success is in June, September, and December. And the companion product, the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop, is this first weekend in May. And I'm going to have T.C. Bradley, who is the inspiring entrepreneur who can take your book to bestseller. T.C. will be one of the speakers at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. Next Saturday, I will be March 2nd in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. March 9th, Dulles, Virginia, which is the Dulles Airport right outside of Washington, D.C. That will be the 16th. That'll be the 9th. The 16th, I'll be in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And the 23rd, I will be in, where will I be? Las Vegas, and the 30th, Kansas City, Missouri. So March is a 5-weekend speaking engagement. So looking forward to that. And now we're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. The topic for today's live is the art of living in integrity. Now, I can open many doors with this. Now, if you find yourself stretching the truth, if you find yourself telling yourself lies, if you tell yourself stories that haven't happened, well, there's a high probability that you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, and then you will tell yourself a lot of situations that have not happened. I'm doing my best not to use the word pathological liar, because unfortunately, that's what addicts become. Now, when I'm talking addiction, I'm not necessarily talking drugs and alcohol, compulsive debting, spending. What I'm talking about, the emotional addictions that lead us to anxiety, fear, and doubt. A large percent of the population is addicted to a set of feelings, and they recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill those feelings. And the body that runs the brain can also create a series of diseases, which can show up in cancer, multiple sclerosis, irritable bowel syndrome, urination problems, gut issues, a whole multitude of situations, because we hold on to repressed anger. And as we hold on to a set of feelings that don't serve us, but it does serve the purpose of keeping us out of our integrity, then we will tell ourselves a series of stories. Now, if you find yourself in this situation, there's also a situation that will keep you out of integrity. That is denial. You'll deny what's going on because you really don't want to face the facts or face the truth. If you're overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, late for a lot of situations, well, a lot of people don't want to admit that. They don't want to admit that they have these integrity issues. And I'm not talking about integrity in life, but integrity with self. And if you find yourself out of alignment with self, then you're going to be going up the down staircase of the emotional anxiety, fear, and doubt ladder. And as you move into higher states of consciousness and really practice and understand the mechanism of letting go, separating feelings from events, now you start to elevate your energy. If you build a leverage business, real estate, network marketing, direct sales, the mortgage business, any multitude of businesses where you can be and stay compensated by building a net worth, by building a network that would create your network. It's going to be your responsibility to attract your reality a few highly successful, enlightened success seekers who can be productive. And production is paramount. And the more that you start to understand what you're compensated for, now you can focus on the rules of engagement. And as you begin to engage more effectively, you'll be more clear with yourself, then you'll be in alignment. That's where your integrity will come from. Now, once again, if you find yourself procrastinating and avoiding, there's a high probability that you're lying to yourself about the reason that you're doing it, and then you don't know why you're doing what you do. As you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events. So what that means, the mind-body connection, it means the events that are created are in direct correlation, in direct reflection of the events you hold on to, because the body runs the brain, recreating the same situation over and over. Letting go is the separation of the events that create the feelings. This is how you begin to change your energy. This is how you change who and what you attract. I mean, you focus on who you want to attract, you're clear on what you want to attract, and then you believe on what you want to attract, and then you develop the skills of attraction to magnetize your reality, people, situations, opportunity, products, services, benefits, and features that are in alignment with where you are in your own integrity. When you are clear, then you're in a place called honesty. And in honesty, you won't lie to yourself. If you're in recovery, you're going to be in rigorous honesty. You hold your tongue. Because if you lied to yourself over a series of time, if you tell yourself, I'm not good enough, that's a lie. If you tell yourself you're not capable, that's a lie. If you tell yourself you're not sure if you can succeed, that's a lie. Because all these situations are unequivocally, you have the ability to. But when you doubt your ability, now you're lying to yourself. And the reason you would do that is so that you can avoid the responsibility of succeeding, telling yourself you're avoiding failing, when in reality, you're not certain if you can control an outcome. So what you stay in control of is your emotional state, perpetuating the same situation over and over to fulfill the same set of feelings. Now, here are the seven key points of the content today. I'm just going to run down them really quick. Here's what you're going to learn in this week's Facebook Live. Alignment with goals and purpose. That's number one. Two, living in rigorous honesty. What does that actually mean, to be rigorous honesty? Now, that's actually a contradiction, because it's really relaxed honesty. Rigorous honesty is a 12-step term that's used in AA and all the 12-step programs. Rigorous honesty. Took moral inventory of self and others and begin to live in rigorous honesty, meaning that no more pathologically lying, no more being in denial, being accountable, owning your feelings, owning the actions. That's what rigorous honesty, asking for forgiveness, being grateful for where you are, that begins the honest process of the feeling process of letting go. Not settling for less than you deserve. That is point number three. Number four is keep your agreements. Once again, that's honesty. It means you follow through on what you commit to. But if you're commitment phobic and you're not commitment conscious, then you will create half-truths. Once again, this is an integrity. And you'll overcommit, over-obligate, get overwhelmed, and not give it the effort that is required. Number five, treat people with respect. That's also slash, treat self with respect. Number six, practice what you preach. That means deliver. Practice what you preach means that practice and follow through on what you commit to. But once again, if you're commitment conscious, that's one situation. If you're commitment phobic, you'll avoid the commitment. Hi, Kathy Morrow. Dale, good to see you. Billy Tully, my homeboy down there in Georgia. Lisa, good to see you. And then number seven, integrity as an identity. Now, integrity is an identity, meaning that your word is your law, and you're able to deliver and commit on what you commit to. So this means you also are required to be conscious of what you're committing to. You want to, instead of over-promising and under-delivering, you want to be able to deliver, not under-promise and over-deliver. I mean, that doesn't even cut it. What you want to be able to do is deliver, commit, and deliver. Don't overstate what you're going to deliver. If you're a chronic over-obligator, you will oftentimes end up resenting yourself for many of the situations that you over-obligate yourself. This is my newest book, The Breakthrough Factor. A lot of the content that I'm covering in today's Facebook Live is in this brand new book. Now, this book was delivered at the first of the year. It goes into great depth into cause and effect, why you do what you do, and how to really be in alignment with self, and what does it mean to have esteem. Now, as you begin to live in esteem consciousness, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection of the events that created anxiety, fear, and doubt, and your body will not run your brain, meaning that you'll separate yourself from a lot of the emotions and feelings that create your lack, your poverty consciousness, your anxiety about events that happened, worrying all the time. How many of you worry about getting in trouble? Then you attract your reality, the very situation you seek to avoid, because of how anxious you are about an outcome that has not happened. And I know a lot about that myself. I'm recovering from that myself. So point number one on today's Facebook Live, alignment with your goals and your purpose. Well, purpose-driven, to be able to be purpose-driven, you have to decide what your purpose is. Now, many people don't ever really master this or figure this out. And it's blatantly obvious to me when I ask people questions, why do you own a business? And their eyes are like this. They're like lemons, oranges, and cherries going like this in a slot machine. And they say, to help people. Well, that's great, but that's not really why you're in business. You're using a business and a vocation as a way to fuel your lifestyle. I mean, that's what the business is for. The business is to create profit. The business is to inspire yourself and others. The reason you own a business is to create commerce, traffic, collect customers, clients, deliver service and value. These are the reasons, and the purpose of owning that business is to be able to live a good life. That would be health, wealth, giving back, any multitude of situations that are going to empower you. But if you have anxiety about that, then you're not gonna your purpose will be to be disappointed. And unfortunately, many people don't grasp that because the payoff they get by avoiding success is disappointment. I don't want that. I understand you don't want it, but you keep recreating it over and over to fulfill these familiar feelings. Now, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions, and it's very easy for me in a 20-minute coaching session to detect a lot of the unresolved issues that people have been living in for the last several years because of the way they communicate, the way that they think, the way they process, the way they articulate, the way that their language style is. This telegraphs your feelings. Now, that's coming from scarcity, lack, poverty, but most importantly, anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, in that kind of energy, there is no purpose. The purpose is to be and stay disappointed. When you live in anxiety, fear, and doubt, what you'll create over and over is your own scarcity, your own lack, your own worry, but most importantly, anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you move into a state called consciousness, awareness, understanding, and knowing, now you can be purpose-driven because your purpose can inspire you and others. Your purpose allows you to get up early and produce late without being tired. Because if you're focused on results, solutions, and relaxing all in the same energy, time moves quickly. But when you're clock watching, when you're worried about what's going to happen, now you're slowing the pace down. Now you're actually slowing the clock down. But when you're engaged and fully engaged in integrity, you're in yourself, you're in your body, time moves quickly. Days, weeks, months, a quarter, a year, 2 years, all of a sudden you're a millionaire. That could be you right now, 24 months from here to there. And then the life you're waiting to live starts to really move into the centrifugal energy called momentum. And that momentum is the undertow. It's the quantum leap, sum greater than whole of parts. How do I find my purpose? I mean, that question's like this. That's the stratosphere question. The real question is, why aren't you purpose-driven? Have clearly defined short-term goals. I mean, whatever that means to you is what it means. It doesn't mean what it means to me. I'm clear on what it means to me. I knew what I was capable of, and I was willing to pay the price to create it. I mean, I wanted to live a good life. I wanted to own a piece of property. I wanted to own a Jack Russell. I wanted a Mercedes. I wanted to travel. There's certain fashion I wanted to wear. There were places I wanted to go to, restaurants I wanted to dine, teammates I wanted to attract and collaborate. I mean, I was looking for a lifetime partner. I mean, I was very clear in what I was committed to creating. I didn't spend a lot of time writing it down, although I have written goals down before, but I was able to see in the inner insight of my eyes and know what I was capable of creating. I'm not a big goal setter. I'm a producer. And so I would produce the outcome that I sought to create and then enjoy the fruits of that action and continue to do it over and over and over. And I wanted to not only own a house, I wanted to own a house outright so I would have assets. I mean, these were clearly defined goals, not on a 30-year plan, a 7-year plan. And on that 7-year plan, that required discipline, that required a method, a system, a daily method I operated in. So that's living in integrity. When you tell yourself you're going to do something and you don't follow through, then what you've done is lied to yourself. Because what you've virtually done is avoided facing the facts so that you can be and stay disappointed. And many people say, I don't want that. I don't want to be like this. Well, I understand you don't, but you recreate the same situation over and over. Now, if you're watching this content and you're saying, that's me, that's me, that's me, don't feel bad. Because feeling bad, once again, takes you out of any kind of flow. But if you're following what I'm saying and you're saying, that's me, I'm not doing this. I'm not purpose-driven. I don't have clearly defined short-term goals. I don't know how to let go. I chronically avoid. I state what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to do it the next day. I chronically put things off. Well, it's because so that's not normal. That's conditional. And it's a high percent of the population does that. Now, you're not supposed to feel better because of that, but I want you to understand that you're not an isolated situation. This is what most of society does, is they avoid changing. They avoid letting go. If you're committed and you start to move into a higher level of energy, and commitment means you're committed today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, today. You mean all I have to worry about is today? No, you don't worry about anything. You let go of worry. I have people even say that. So all I have to worry about is success. No, success doesn't. Then action. Worry has no benefit to succeeding. Worry is anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you're a chronic worrier, what it means is you're chronically overwhelmed. And if you're chronically overwhelmed, you're going to chronically avoid. And if you chronically avoid, you're going to be chronically disappointed. And if that's you, then there's reasons this happens. There are events that shape your feelings that you don't understand. That's repression. There's events that shape your feelings that you perpetuate over and over. That is called suppression. And as you begin to understand cause, mean the events, why you create the effect, those are the feelings. Now you can separate your feelings from the events. But until you have the basic understanding of these two situations, cause and effect, then you'll recreate the effect over and over because you're emotionally addicted to it. I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. It amazes me how many people don't take advantage of them because of whatever story they tell themselves. Well, he might find out, or he might get my face, or I might have to buy something that I don't have the money for. I might have to tell him, or I might have to pony it. Whatever it is, this is what so many people do. They automatically find a flaw. That's not integrity. That is anxiety, fear, and doubt. And a lot of lying to yourself is anxiety, fear, and doubt. That this doesn't mean you're a pathological liar in the world, but you tend to lie to yourself, diminish your value, tell yourself you're not good enough, not sure if you're capable, and perpetuate the same emotional state over and over. When the pain is great enough. Now, what does that actually mean? When the pain is great enough is a place called rock bottom, potentially. Rock bottom is not the place that you want to change from. That's the last place that you want to change from. Change today, change now. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events, move into a higher state of energy. Now, here's something that just happened to me right before this call. One of my top clients, Josh Waxman, who is all of 23 years old, who just purchased his second franchise in Philadelphia, Lee's Hoagie. Since his second franchise is open on February 2nd on Super Bowl Sunday, he now has other business owners presenting him business opportunities to buy their franchises. Now, he's in a position to really, really move in to the market and start to capitalize on it because he is in the driver's seat. Now, he's 23 years old, has two franchises, went into asset debt, not liability debt, went into a lot of asset debt to purchase his dream, and he's not worried about the outcome. He has about 80 employees at 23 years old. He has a profit and loss sheet, knows how to cost out the business, knows how to cost out his menu, knows how to hire and fire. He's an exceptional young man, does internet marketing, and he's an overseer. He's a manager of that business and an owner. So he's very skilled at this. Living in high integrity, that could be you. And he's doing it at 23, so you can do it at whenever you commit to it. But the price must be paid, meaning that in this process of recovery, in this process of evolution, in the process of consciousness, action is paramount. You can't succeed without being and staying in action. I'm going to finish this Facebook Live in about 5 minutes. I'm going to walk right downstairs. I'm going to sit at my desk, and I'm going to prospect for 1.5 hour because that's how long I have today to prospect. I had a cancellation earlier today, and I sit right at my desk, and I prospected because that's where the commerce is created. I spend a large percent of my day servicing my clients, another percent of my day finding new clients, and that's called business. Now, when you're in free enterprise, you're going to receive what the free market will bear through your actions, not your inactions. You will not receive any compensation by being inactive. Inaction means that there's a centrifugal energy that's being harnessed, attracting your reality, people and situations to fulfill your feelings, your purpose, your cause, and your meaning. And as you're able to move into this higher level of energy, love, bliss, joy, enlightenment, inspiration, prosperity, reciprocity, as you're living and staying in this type of energy, you'll attract to your reality on a higher law of average, more like-minded success seekers. This is what happened to Josh. He has people all of a sudden coming out of the woodwork who want to make him a great offer to purchase their properties. I mean, that's what you seek to have happen to you. People show up because you magnetize them to your reality. As you're able to separate your feelings from the events, now you're moving into a higher state of consciousness. That means you don't hold on to it, meaning that you're solution-oriented, you're production-conscious. These words don't show up in your vocabulary, yeah, but. You're not sensitive and defensive. And when someone's offering you insight that's a person of influence, you're not interrupting them. Yeah, but you don't understand. My situation's unique. I mean, this happens frequently. If someone asks me a question, I offer them the insight. They interrupt me in mid-sentence and start telling me a story. That's not integrity. That's relapsing back into a set of familiar feelings. And unfortunately, it's a high percent of society that lives in that energy. Next Saturday, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey with Diane Hunt. Now, I love speaking in New Jersey. I've been speaking there since 2001. I've spoken over 100 times in New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey. I'm going to be in the Boston area in April also. I'll also be in Dulles, Virginia for the first time in many, many years. So really looking forward to many, many East Coast trips this year. Now, if you're receiving this content today and you're starting to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and you want to really take that understanding to the next level, and you've considered hiring me to be your coach, well, I always offer free 20-minute coaching evaluations with insight, cause and effect, letting go, effective ways to market self and others, effective ways to write better content, and better ways to attract to reality, people and situations that will foster your cause, meaning, and purpose. And as you start to let go of the anxiety, fear, and doubt that you hold on to, then you're no longer emotionally attached to some of those events. And that's what raises your consciousness, is you stop worrying. I worry all the time. Well, if that's the way you communicate, then your brain and body has no latitude to do anything but worry all the time, because you're creating an absolute. But when you say I'm relaxed all the time, that's a different context, because that means that no matter what happens, you're able to adapt and adjust to the stimulus and response of what's happening in the moment. Now, in that situation, body and brain are one, not body running brain. When body runs brain, it means the body goes into fight or flight based on a feeling, based on an unresolved issue that's either repressed, meaning not remembered, stored, stuffed, or suppressed, meaning do it over and over again. No, I do it, but keep doing it to feel disappointed. And unfortunately, those are two very common commonalities of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you're seeking release, recovery, a way to enhance your ability to attract your reality, much higher level of conscious people to businesses, ventures, any multitude of situations, well, I'll assist you with that situation. So next Saturday, once again, Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Then on March 9th, I'll be in Dulles, at the Dulles Airport in Virginia. The 16th, I will be, let me think, the 16th, I will be in wherever it is. The 23rd, I will be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the 16th. And then the 30th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. So once again, March is a 5-event month for me. So I'm really looking forward to it. Jeffrey Combs, Facebook Live, Tuesday, February 19th. You have a great day.